going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wake up, Atlanta. I am Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion. Former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And we have our third member, finally. The great Ali Mack is back in Atlanta as she joins us now on a full-time basis. She is the third member of The Morning Shift. Welcome in, Miss Ali Mack.
Well, thank you. What an intro, Bo. I appreciate that.
Welcome to the shift.
Feels like the first day of school. I need one of those signs that says first day at 92.9 The Game. I'm so excited to be here.
And I got her new shoes on.
I do have new shoes on today.
Yeah. It's been good, man.
If I didn't know we were wearing new shoes, I'd have put my new Puma slippers on. Instead, I've got the old ones.
Yeah, I think it was a comedian, Ali, talking the other day about how I saw, you know, you go in the Instagram reels, and it's a comedian saying they didn't want to crease their clothes for the first day of school, so they just laid on the bed and laid the clothes on top of them. You know what I mean? And, like, put a mirror in. I'm like, yeah, that's it. Happy to have you, though.
Well,
excited you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like I'm going home back on Atlanta radio. Very excited to have my alarm set for 3 a.m. every day.
There you go, man.
Day.
Hey, living the dream, baby. I tell them all the day, Ali. Living the dream. Absolutely, man.
3 a.m., that's what time your alarm's at?
Absolutely. What's yours?
Well, mine was 3:15, but now it has to be 2:55.
Yeah, there you go. I told her.
That is my monster. I'm the one that wakes up the first on the morning shift.
Yeah.
But I drive – well, actually, I don't know. Ali and I used to live close, and I had her by driving distance, but I know – recently, the Macaulays have new digs, so she might now be driving the furthest end.
Is that it? The burbs?
Well, yeah, we're on the west side of Marietta now. So, I mean, 25 minutes to get in. What about you, Bo?
Yeah, it's 25 to 30. Depends on how many red lights I hit in Woodstock.
I'm judging you guys for how far out there you are. I think I'm at 17 in the morning. So, yeah, we're popping on 400 and heading south, though.
But, guys, this is it. This is the morning shift moving forward. As you all know, we had some people move on, and we appreciate everything that they brought. But now Ali is our third member, and you know, it's going to be different with Ali because I feel like at times, Mike, you've been our energy. I feel like at times I've been our energy. At times we've needed, you know, energy. Dylan's popped in. I don't know if anyone's going to bring more energy every day to this show than Ali.
I keep looking around for the coffee. I'm like, where's the coffee at?
I actually hope so because I can just kind of settle in and be the grumpy me at times I want to be and not bring the mood down. But I'm really looking forward to it. As you guys maybe heard Friday, Ali is one of the first people I've ever met in the business. And when I say that, she was an intern at Star 94 when I was at station at 790, and we literally could commiserate about how our host at my time, it was Steak Shapiro was one of them, was being a pain in my royal ass at times, and Ali was dealing with her own her own pain, which is a show that, I mean, some of those people might not even be in radio anymore.
They're not.
So we go way back, and it's kind of crazy to think that we have now gotten our own show together, and it's kind of wild, but I'm really looking forward to it. Just like, you know, I'm looking forward to the 2025 season, guys.
Ooh,
after what the Falcons did in the draft. All drama aside, I absolutely love what they did, and from what I heard about a few guys that they signed in undrafted area or rumored to have signed, they haven't officially announced it. I'm excited about that, but you know, let's get started with what they did in the draft. Jalen Walker fell to them at 15. They trade back up James Pierce Jr., and then they make a move up one or two for Xavier Watts, and then they get Billy Bowman and safety at Xavier Watts Notre Dame. They get Billy Bowman from Oklahoma, who's a safety who's going to play primarily nickel, and they finish it off with a big offensive swing tackle and Jack Nelt from Wisconsin.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited about all these guys, and I'm glad you said that about Billy Bowman. It seems to me, though, that the home run picks from everybody that follows the draft, and I say that by people that follow the draft because you that's how we kind of judge value. We don't know what these guys are going to be. Lord knows, sometimes when we talk about third-rounders, fourth-rounders, fifth-rounders in the draft, you never know how they're going to pan out. But I think a lot of people that follow it look at Jalen Walker, home run pick, Xavier Watts for where you got him at in the top 100, home run pick. There's questions about trading up for James Pierce. I am fine, Bo, with them trading up for James Pierce because you covered it Friday. You know, they were going to look at taking him at 15. They had a lot of conviction about him as a player. Which to me, like I said, we follow people that are draft pundits, the Kuipers of the world, whatever. But we talked about it months and months and months leading up to the draft. When they have conviction about a guy, we don't know who's on their draft board at the number one edge rusher. We don't know who that is. It seems to me like it was probably James Pierce at, you know, 1 or 1A behind Jalen Walker, and they're able to get him at 26. So there'll be a lot of talk about them mortgaging next year's first-round draft pick. They had a lot of conviction. Why not go ahead and get the guy in the building and get two quality players in the first round? You desperately need them, and you'll be able to address some of those other things probably in free agency next year.
Yeah, here's the thing I'll say. I got a couple points. You're right. I love what you just said about the guys we follow. Dane Brugler is one of my favorite people to follow. He did not like the risk they took, so he put them lower. But you have, what was it, Warren Sharp put out a thing about value that of teams in the draft. And he had the Falcons number one by a wide margin of value they got with what they did. So I love that. But I want to say this, and this is to me, I don't know, this is not confirmed. This is a theory that I've taken out of watching this team the last couple of years, this front office, I should say. And I talked about this Saturday when it was you and I doing our draft show. I feel like this team went about this draft in one way. They knew that free agency-wise, they couldn't be aggressive. They had to kind of fill in the gaps in places and with guys that were fringe players. Well, I mean fringe by could start in a pinch, but you don't want them as your 17-week starter, right?
Right.
You know, that kind of makes sense. You see what I'm saying? By the way,
ding.
They then decided because of that, they had to do the draft a different way. And I think that it was very much helped by the fact that Jalen Walker, a guy who they probably had, here's the best player available that won't be there situation. And they had a board, and so like, or we know they probably had two boards. Guys that we think this is how they rank, this is how we think our best player will be available at 15. And I think that was James Pierce Jr. So when Jalen Walker fell, they said, now is what we do. We be aggressive. Because the last year when they were aggressive in free agency, they knew that they didn't feel like they had to be as aggressive in the draft, and that as far as getting need. And that is why when you saw Michael Penix Jr. fall, because you said we won't be drafted in the top 10, which they weren't. Give them credit for that. They weren't drafted in the top 10 this year. They went and made a move for next year. And it ended up being a move for this year, believe it or not. Or I say next year, like 2 years from now. And it ended up being this year move and late last season. This year they said, we need starters in the draft. Let's do whatever it takes. Let's be uber aggressive and worry about next year, because then we'll have money to spend in free agency.
Exactly.
So it's not that big of a deal. We won't need to rely on the draft as much. And to me, that's exactly what they did, and that's why I don't have a problem with the value. If you're some beat writer who just has an axe to grind with the franchise, you give them a C-, because all you do is rip them anyways. I don't really give a damn.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
All right.
Yeah, a little aggressive.
Yeah. Well, I kind of figured you were going there, man, with some of the stuff that has been put out from local beat writers, which it's funny because, you know, we deal with local beat writers, but so many times does it feel like it's Atlanta against the national media. Like Atlanta against the national media, as far as sports goes, seems like we're always up against it. You know what I mean? It's like Atlanta's, I don't know, the forgotten major market sometimes with people, or it can be a laughing stock sports-wise. It's, you know, especially until, you know, recently with Georgia finally winning a couple national titles and things like that. But it is frustrating when you come back and it becomes one of Atlanta's own beat writers, one of the most recognizable names in the city that's like, no, this is not good. Everybody universally happy on Friday. And here's what I'll add, and Allie, you'll learn, this is one of my favorite things to do. I like to go on other teams' Reddit pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I like to go on Reddit, and I want, like, we thought the Carolina Panthers would take Jalen Walker, right? So I like to go on Reddit, and I'm like, I wonder what the talk is about Jalen Walker on there. And, like, Panthers fans are so sad.
Really?
Like, so sad. Like, posting videos like, man, this hurts to watch. Jalen Walker fell right past 8, and they had Jalen Walker's reaction to Tet McMillan being drafted to the Carolina Panthers, and they're like, yeah, this hurts to watch, man. He's going to be a great player. I'm like, yes! Yes! Oh, my God. It's few and far between. We get to feel like that as Falcons fans, where other teams are jealous of what we had going on.
Well, and how long has it been since we've come out of a draft where everyone is kind of on the same page, just the same amount of excitement across the board?
Yeah, and I said this Friday, Bo, you can vibe with this. In the history of the morning shift, which has been 2+ years, I would say maybe 4 or 5 times we've come on air and actually everybody was excited. Like maybe 4 or 5 times where everybody is like through the moon. Even when you win football games, there's people that are like, well, we shouldn't have been that close. You know, benefited from a missed call.
Wow.
Dylon's like, Saquon should have caught that ball for the Eagles, and, you know, it is what it is. So.
Everybody is the smartest person in the room, and everyone thinks it makes them sound cooler if they kind of pick at it and they're being negative I'm not gonna be positive because it's too fanboyish, or acts like I'm soft, or I can't show that I'm happy and I'm just enjoying it, or I gotta act like I know more than everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to me is you know, we have to deal with it from our own people. It's just It's constant. It's always constant. It's always something. And Allie, to your point, how long has it been? It's been a long time. And what Mike's talking about, the Panthers Reddit, that's been Falcons fans for years. Drake London falls at 8. Drake London has absolutely been everything that Falcons fans sure. could hope of, especially with a guy that's had inconsistent quarterback play in his 3 seasons.
Ooh.
Yet we weren't happy because we knew we needed defense. And the Panthers fan base is in an exact situation where they saw a guy and even take it further to the Bijan pick with the 8th overall, and we had Jalen Carter there. And Jalen Carter wasn't from Atlanta, but he played in Athens at Georgia, won national titles at Georgia. And Jalen Walker was from North Carolina. You know, he grew up in that area. And Panthers fans see him passed on for a wide receiver. McMillan is probably going to be a Drake London-esque type player as far as
– I agree. Big body.
I think he'll land too. Yet, you're not happy. But I look at the Panthers draft, and if I was a Panthers – if I was doing – what is it? It used to be – it's not no longer, but it used to be our sister station, like WFNZ, I think, up there, that our buddy Will Polacek works at. If I was doing his show right now or whatever – I'd love their pick. They got McMillan. They got Nick Scowerton, who I think is one of the best players in the draft on defensive line. You do too, Mike. You and I both equally fell in love. Princely Umaminamilan, or however you want to say his name, but nobody can really figure it out. To me, he's a poor man's James Pierce Jr. And they got Trevor Etienne as well. They got some really good players in that draft.
Yeah.
And they did it their own way, but they passed on what everyone told them would be there and they'd be taken, which is Jalen Walker, which is where we've lived. And, Allie, that's why Falcons fans have always been frustrated at times with that kind of stuff.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.